here we go. All right, welcome to Greek Club. And we are broadcasting today from Humidity Tower here on the campus of Concordia Seminary. I don't think there are many places in the world where it can be freezing and the humidity is 98%. But that's what it was here the other day. So those of you who don't like that kind of weather, I guess you should like go someplace else or something. So. But we are, without a doubt, reading Hebrews, and we're in chapter 10. I think we might actually finish the chapter today. We'll see. We're at verse 32, where the writer has just finished being quite stern with his hearers, and so therefore with us, talking about the dangers of falling away, losing our confession, so forth. So verse 31 was this, it's a fairly well-known verse. It's almost a proverb. The act of falling into the hands of the living God is a phobaron, a fearful thing, right? So it is a fearful thing to fall like that. So, but now he turns more positive in verse 32, and that's where we'll pick up. So I'll read just 32, and then we'll have to get 33 in just a second. So, ana memneskesta de tas prateron hemeras en heis photosthentes polen athlesin hip emenata pathematon. Now, the first form there is from, of course, ana memneskamai, so it's deponent, and it could be either an indicative or an imperative, because the form would be the same. The connecting vowel is the same, and so is the ending. So it's either present imperative middle deponent or present indicative middle deponent. And it's taken here normally as imperative, so remember or recall. I think the ESV translates it recall. You plural. So we'll go that way, although it would make tolerable sense if he was pointing out you remember. But we'll take it as an imperative. So but remember the days. Now, which days? Proteron. Now, this was interesting to me. I was puzzling over this a little bit last week, actually. Proteros, of course, is just a comparative adjective. Means former or earlier. And what I couldn't figure out at first is why the form isn't parsed or why we don't have the feminine plural accusative form to match the noun. And apparently what happens is that preteron also almost at times is used as an indeclinable form. Because it comes to be functioned as an adverb, and so that's the only thing I could figure out is that I would have expected it to be proteros, you know, to match hemeros. But apparently it can just be sort of an indeclinable, so we'll just take it as an adjective modifying days. So you recall or remember the former days, in which, or yeah, at which. In which, I suppose. Now we have a participle, and then the main verb is hipemenata, from hipomeno, which means to remain or endure, especially endure. In which you endured. Now we'll tag the participle on to that. So photosthentes is from photidzo, and it's an aorist participle passive, masculine plural nominative. So the referent would be the you plural that's implied in the main verb. And it can easily be taken as temporal, after you had been enlightened. And so we'll take it that way. You endured, and what? Polen athlesin. We got our word athlete, athleo, right? It means to struggle or to engage in contest or conflict. So you endured a great struggle. And now we'll pick up pathematon on the other side, which modifies athlesin. You endured a great struggle of sufferings. Right? Rhetorically, of course, what the writer is going to do here now is say, look, you endured that. God preserved you through that. So you can hang on now. Right? And, you know, there's something to be said for that. And in that sense, it does remind me of athletics, even though that would be a horrible anachronism to, you know, work it that way, is that there is something to be trained, to be said for being trained in righteousness and trained in endurance. That is, oh yeah, I survived this before. God brought me through this before. God can bring me through it again, right? And so I think that there is a definite place for this. Dr. Bierman, of course, is our local expert on virtue ethics. And there is something to be said for that in the Christian life, that God shapes us and forms our character so that having endured once, we might, by his grace, of course, he always gets all the credit, we might be able to endure again. So in that sense, it's not accidental that the writer to the Hebrews here is going to use athletic imagery, right? And not least in chapter 12, running with endurance the race, so forth, which, of course, appeals to people like me who run really slow for a long period of time. Right, so a long time. Right. So recall the former days in which, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great struggle of sufferings. Okay? Good. Relatively easy. Any comments or questions or anything on verse 32?
The last word is a
pathema, means suffering, right? And it's just ta pathema. Yeah, it's just a genitive plural, right? And it modifies athlesin. So a great contest of sufferings. Yeah, it would be, I think it must be neuter plural genitive, right? Now, this this next verse is a little odd. It's kind of, I couldn't figure out the tuta at first. So let me just read it in Greek, and then I think I have it figured out. So, tuta men ane desmois tek kai thlipsesin thea tridzamenoi. Tuta de koinonoi ton hutos ana strephamenon genethentes. I think the tuta is actually almost unnecessary. I think the writer to the Hebrews could have gotten the same job, virtually the same job done just with men and de. But it strikes me as a kind of a rhetorical flourish, if I could call it that. So accusative, neuter singular accusative, and if you had to strictly label it, you might say, with respect to this. If you had to label what tuta is doing in verse 33, it might be an adverbial accusative. With respect to this, on the one hand, and now we have two participles. So it all has to link back to hip emenata in verse 32. You endured. That's the main verb still. Okay. So you endured with respect to this, on the one hand, as you were ridiculed. Theatridzo means to, well, we get our word theater from it. So it's something that's happening out in public, and it means, among other things, to ridicule. So, and this is theatridzamenoi, would parse as present participle passive, could be middle, passive, masculine plural nominative. So it's the you still. You, while you were ridiculed, and then two datives. One desmois te kai thlipsesin, with or by means of reproaches and tribulations. So those two datives then would probably be dative of means that connect with the participle theatridzamenoi. So men, on the one hand, you endured when this happened, or in this manner, that's the participle. And then he repeats himself, tuta de, with respect to this, on the other hand, now go all the way to the end of the verse and pick up the participle from ginomai, which of course is a middle deponent, but this is the aorist participle passive, masculine plural nominative, but it still just has the meaning of become, right? So on the other hand, when you became or by becoming. And now, because ginomai takes a predicate nominative, now we'll pick up koinonoi, which is five words in front of it. When you became partakers or sharers of those who were being anastrephoed like this. And anastrepho can mean to deal with or to treat. you know, someone, right? And again, we'll parse it as present participle passive, masculine plural nominative. And ton anastrephomenon is the being treated like this guy's. Okay? So, you became partners or sharers of those who were being treated like this. At least that's the way some of the other English translations take it. So, that's all one sentence then. 32, 33, and 34 is all one sentence. So let's kind of back up and we'll take a look at it. I'll give it a running start and then we can talk about it some more. But recall the former days in which, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great contest or struggle of sufferings. On the one hand, like this, when you were ridiculed with reproaches and tribulations. And then on the other hand, like this, when you became partakers of those who were being treated like this. Okay. So there's, on the one hand, not only did they suffer, but they joined in suffering with fellow Christians. And of course, we don't know anything specific about this. Right? Well, not only do we not know who the writer is specifically, but we don't know where he's writing from, and we don't know to whom he's writing. Right, so hence the term Catholic epistle, right? So it's a general exhortation. But there's something in their experience that he is now recalling. So thus far, 32 and 33. Questions of any sort?
What's the mean?
Means to behave or to treat. It could be middle, but we'll take it as passive.
Okay.
Present participle passive, right.
Okay.
So those who were being treated, hutos, like this.
Do you take it as a middle, but it could be
It could be passive, right. Either one. Passive. The form is the same, yep. And the article, we'll take it as a noun, right, as a substantive.
Mm-hmm.
Partakers, I'm trying to think... flip back to 1 Corinthians. I think it's a similar construction there with koinonoi. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 20. Yeah, it's accusative there. This is the where Paul is talking about not eating the actual sacrificial meal in the temple, the pagan temples, right? So at verse 20 he says, but because that which they sacrifice, ha theusin, to demons and not to God, theusin, they sacrifice, u thelo de, and I do not want you, and then at the end get genesai, to become, it is the same construction, uses ginamai and everything, partakers of demons. I don't want you to be partner up with the demons. That's what he's saying. And so you have the same construction where you have koinonoi followed by the genitive, right? So, and that's what we have here in Hebrews 10. So, okay, good questions. Other things in 32 and 33. Verse 34. Kai gar tois desmeois sin apathesata. Kai tain hap argain ton hip arkanton humon meta karas pras adexasta. Genoskantes echein heautus kretana hiparxin kai menuza. And now he explains why. They endured, or he's explaining more of the circumstances, hence the gar. For also, and then the verb syn epathesita, this is from sympatheo, okay, and it means to sympathize with or have sympathy for. And so it's just an aorist indicative active, second plural. If you were getting lazy and it was like 11:30 at night, you might see the theta eta in there, and think that it was some sort of an aorist passive form. But that's just part of the basic stem. It's sympatheo. Four, you had sympathy or showed sympathy to tois desmiois, the prisoners. A desmios is a prisoner. Okay. A desmos is a bond or a chain, right? For you showed sympathy to the prisoners, and not only that, the verb is at the end of the next line, prosedexas, this is from prosdekamai, means to welcome or accept. You accepted, and what did they accept? Back up to tain hop our gain, the plundering of... Now, hiparco, the verb hiparco means, it's kind of like the linking verb. It means to be. And But the participle like this, ton hiparco, means the things that are, and it means possessions. Okay, it's a little bit of an idiom. So the writer is saying, for you sympathized or showed sympathy to the prisoners, and you accepted... prosedexasthe, with joy, in front of it, with joy, metakaras. What did they accept with joy? The plundering of the possessions of you. In other words, they have actually suffered, probably physical abuse and financial loss, right? And they did so with joy, which of course reminds me of, blessed are you when they revile you and say persecute you, and they persecute you, blah, blah, blah. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. I mean, this is, as they say in Minnesota, this is definitely different, right? So that they would actually have this kind of attitude that because they're being treated thus as Christians, that they would actually be able to say, well, that's just a sign that I belong to you-know-who, you know? And, of course, as Americans, we basically don't know anything about this. Right, but Christians in other parts of the world certainly are our example. You know, once long ago, I think it was in the mid-80s, I heard Dr. Ralph Bowman say this. I think he's the one who said it. He had been to China. China was just kind of opening up a little bit, you know, after the Nixon trip in the 70s and then so forth. And Dr. Bowman, who was the president of the Synod at the time, he had been to China, and they had met with some of Christians there in China, and he brought back a message, and the message was this. One of the Chinese leaders said, I want you to tell the American Christians that during the darkest days of the Cultural Revolution, he says, be sure to tell them, we never stopped praying for them. I mean, they were praying for us, right, when they were being persecuted. And at that point, I just shut up. You know, I didn't have anything to say. I thought to myself, my goodness gracious. So, now, why did they receive this plundering with joy? Participle, ginoskontes, right? Present participle, masculine plural nominative, our friend ginosko. The referent is you, of you received. And why did they do that? Maybe a causal sense works well. Because you know... yourselves to have. All right? See it? This is an infinitive of indirect discourse. Right? Greek can do this very readily, and even the New Testament does it fairly often. Instead of a hati clause, you know that you yourselves have a greater possession. But Greek just does it with an infinitive. Because you know yourselves to have, kretana hiparxen kai menuzon. Hiparxen, you can see it's related to hiparco, right? And so I didn't look it up. I think it means possession, right? It's a dative singular. Accusative singular. And kretana is our friend that we've seen before. Anybody? It's the comparative of good. Agathos kreton. So it's just as irregular as English. Good, better, right? Or as my grandchildren say, good, gooder. Yeah, right. So you have a better possession. Moreover, it's not just better. Kai, now this is a participle from meno, but it's just acting like an attributive position adjective. It's gooder and it's remaining, enduring, right? And so, in a sense, the Christians were enabled to see the loss of their, at least some of their possessions, as no real loss at all. Why? Because they had a better possession, and one which endures, that nothing could take away. So, yeah, it's all about faith, right? Okay, so that's not too bad. We actually had two main verbs there, right? Two indicatives. For also you sympathize with the prisoners, and you received or accepted with joy the plundering of your possession, knowing, because you knew that you yourselves had a better and lasting possession. And then we get a therefore in verse 35, an inference that's drawn. Okay? Good. Questions, comments about verse 34? All right. Forging ahead then. This is first verb, apobaleta, is from apobalo. It means to throw away, not surprisingly. You might be able to guess that. And this is the aorist subjunctive. So may plus the aorist subjunctive is a prohibition. Don't do something. And maybe we'll get 35 and 36 together. So may apobaleta un tain parisian himon. Hetis eche megalin mistha padazion. Hippomanescar ekete creon. Hina ta thelema tu theu poiesantes. Comisesta tain ep angelion. So, may plus the aorist subjunctive of to throw away. Don't throw away, therefore, your confidence, your parisia. And now let's talk about confidence, which is feminine singular, right? So hetis is just our friend hustis, which most of the time, I think sometimes there's a fine distinction between who, our normal relative pronoun, and the correlative pronoun hustis. But I don't know here. I think it's just acting like a relative pronoun. And remember that you parse both halves of it, right? So you have hus and tis, and you parse both of them. So that's why you get hey, which is the feminine singular nominative, and you get tis, which is a two-ending pronoun. So tis is actually feminine singular nominative as well. That's how you end up with hetis. So, and again, the only reason I know that is because I'm fairly tall and I taught elementary Greek last term. So my morphology is pretty dang good at the moment. Don't ask me in 6 months. I'll have to look it up, right? Which, see, all that was for which. Let's just move on here, Gibbs. Which has a big repayment or a big reward, right? So our confidence, in other words, he's trying to put things in perspective, right? So just hold on, right? If your 401k tanks, you know, it's not that big of a deal, right? If you lose the American dream of a home in the suburbs and being able to, why would anybody want to go to Cancun in the first place? I guess you could go to Cancun to serve your neighbor, right? That would work. So, which has a big reward. For, verse 36, ekata, three words in is the verb. For you have, crayon, there's the direct object, need, and now you have to back up and pick up the genitive at the beginning. For you have need of endurance. This would be a classic objective genitive, right? It's kind of a full way of saying you need endurance. So that, hina, ta thelema tu theu poiesantes, that's an aorist participle from our friend poieo, after you have done God's will, now we have komidzomai. Actually, is that deponent, komidzo? I'm not sure if it's deponent. I don't think so. But in the middle, it means receive, right? In order that, after having done God's will, you might komidzis that. You, plural, might receive the promise.
Right, 'cause I think komidzo in
the active
is to bring.
Got it. So bring for yourself, it means receive. Okay, very good, very good. Komidzo in the active is bring. Fantastic. All right, so that one's not too bad. So we have a main verb and a henna clause, which almost certainly expresses purpose. again, it's Americans are people who stand in front of the microwave and say, come on, come on, I can't wait here all minute, you know? And, man, I mean, we our culture is not helping us here. Say, did you see the new iPhone? Now I can get all the data I want instantly, right? This will make me a better person. Sorry. Is sarcasm appropriate at Greek Club? I think so. Okay, yeah, right. I just say that because I don't know how to work the phones. I still think phones should be plugged into the wall. I still remember when you actually could dial a phone, you know, with a round thing, you know? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dan is here. Another old guy is here, so, yeah, that's right. In fact, you might be older than, you're older, Dan is older, you're older than I am. You're like 60 or something, aren't you?
Yeah, 63.
Okay, 63, okay, good.
Well, I remember picking up the phone and having to tell the guy, tell the operator.
Excellent. There was great need of endurance. Right. That's right. So, okay. Well, I think let's just finish up. We can press on. That way we'll get to chapter 11 next week. So this is pretty easy. The quote now from Habakkuk. Etigar mikron hasan ha erkamanas hekse kai u kronise haradikaosmu ek pistos desitai kayan hipostelei uk eodake hepsikemu en auto. For still, for a little, as much as, you know, a little while longer, the coming one will be present from Heiko, and he will not chronidzo, he will not delay, but the righteous one of me by faith will live. And if he shrinks back, my soul will not be pleased in him or with him. So that's just Septuagint, pretty straightforward. And then verse 39, Hemeste uk esmen hypostales es apalean, ala pistos es peripoiesen psikes. But we, notice how he includes himself now with the readers, but we are not of shrinking back. Hypostale means shrinking back, it's a noun. We are not of shrinking back unto destruction, but we are of faith, picking up the verse 38 and the quote from Habakkuk. We are of faith unto possession of life, or something like that. Be an objective genitive. So, and now, having kind of spurred them on, he's going to go into the great chapter that shows sort of what faith can produce, if you could say it that way. Well, it really is, yeah, and it puts that well-known chapter firmly in context. It's not about, forgive me, the health and wellness gospel, where by faith you can do anything and have anything. It's about Christians under pressure and you know, the list of all the terrible things that happened, but people still were able to endure. So it's really in that kind of a context that by faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith, you know, Barak and all these people, so Deborah and so forth. So. Okay, so we'll pick up in chapter 11. That's good. I never thought we'd get this far. So, all right. Thank you. Greek Club.